This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, guys with us live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Come on out, have some lunch, hang out with us. We're here doing the show from 10 to 2 today. And Hugh, McGurk's, we love McGurk's. We go on the McGurk's tour basically every summer.
We've been to all of them, right?
We
haven't missed one.
I mean, we wouldn't miss one.
I'm saying we've been to like almost every location, right?
I think we have. I was going to ask you what your favorite is, but you kind of, I mean, have to say Lionville. We're here today.
Well, it is, because it's the one that's closest to me.
So then, you're being honest.
I'm being honest. I mean, it's not a lie. I mean, but you know what? They're all nice. The layouts of everyone that we've been to has been really, really nice. And I like the fact that, you know, when you look around, it has the neighborhood feel, because it's the kids in the neighborhood, the schools in the surrounding area, pitches and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
It is awesome. And by the way, you can have your fantasy football draft here at McGurk's. We're actually having ours at one of the McGurk's, the one in Royersford that we're going to be doing on September 3rd. But, I mean, they have all these specials. If you have your draft here, there's enjoy $3.75 Miller Lite draft bottle, $5 Peroni, $5 Brewer of the Month. I mean, you get a draft board included for in-house order. So there's great deals here at McGurk's if you want to have your – and then we know that's this time, right, the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, everybody's going to have their fantasy football drafts and everything.
You've been crunching the numbers. You ready for yours? Well, I mean – You've struggled the last couple of years,
well,
we can be honest.
Well,
I mean, you dropped Malik Nabers in like week five last year.
Because, man, it's like, you know, you got to watch the waiver wire and stuff. It's a lot.
Well, if you want to win, you got to be invested.
I want to win, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
I got things going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to be with my clan. We got to play Destiny and everything.
What are you doing? Why do you do that?
What, say clan?
Well, because yes.
It's the clan. I'm in the clan. It's the clan.
Boy.
It's the Destiny clan.
Explain.
It's a video game called Destiny, and I'm in the clan.
And when you say that, though, it just hits different.
But I don't think it does, because, you know, I'm black.
Well, if I said it, it would hit way.
But that's what I'm saying. It's different.
Might
I'm
have
black.
To just close up shop.
He must be talking about video.
I don't know if people know that. All right, 215-592-9495. We'll get back to your phone calls from Jalen Hurts. Is it a big deal that he's not having a good training camp? He's just not. I mean, we could pretend it's not. Hugh's on filibusters over here. He's trying to come up with analogies. The bottom line is, Jalen Hurts, I've been told all offseason, is an elite quarterback. He's not looking like one in training camp. It's up, down. I'm seeing the reports from this morning, more down. I know AJ's not out there and has missed a lot of time with the hamstring injury. It's just striking to me. I do think it's a big deal, especially as they're going to likely have to throw the football more this year. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, we'll get back to the Jalen Hurts conversation and calls here in a couple minutes, but we do need to address a couple things quickly. We do have Alex Call, who is now back producing the show.
What you doing, Alex?
He was a little behind this morning.
What you mean, a little behind?
It was a tough
morning. Sounds like it.
What do you mean? How? Okay, explain. How old are you, Alex, before I jump all over you like a bunch of crickets? How old are you?
Same age as Jalen, 1 month apart, 26.
So you're 20. How was the Jalen thing in there
because you're soft on Jalen.
I just heard you guys saying he was a man. So
yeah, I get
so okay. So how did you have a tough morning? Explain why your morning was tough.
Yeah, you know, I went to go look at some nice views up in Potter County. I was camping, doing a little family camping, and left around 6:30 in the morning and just got caught in a bunch of storms. And I'm sitting in here with sponges on my feet and clothes that are.
You're saying that. Because you want us to feel bad for you?
No, sympathy sponge?
No, because you know what? Don't feel bad for me because the view that I had before I got in that 4-hour car ride.
And so now
you're
about to lay it on thick, huh?
That's what I'm saying. That's what she said.
So when did you find out you had to go to work?
About 3 days ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And you decided, so in your 26-year-old mind, you said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to leave the morning that I have to go to work.
Trying to thread that needle. I can stay the night, leave in the morning, get there on time.
Did you ever drive through those streets at nighttime? You know, I didn't exactly want to climb down a mountain in an 07 Honda Pilot
Maybe you should have came back a day early.
My family, I only get so many days with them. They would have yelled at me. You know, I got an Italian family. They got to see me now and then every once in a while. I don't do a good enough job. I do hear
like in Italian families, like Sunday, you have to be at home for Sunday dinner.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I'm the wife of the family, too. So it's a
big thing. I guess. But still, like if grandma and pop know you got a job to do, man.
Right. No, that's not.
You got to at least come on a day early.
Right. Well, we do have a poll up. Is it acceptable to be late for work that starts at 10 a.m.? Yes, stuff happens. Or no, are you kidding me?
And I vote no.
Two options. Well, that's winning right now. That is winning.
This brings me back to the days where DeCamera
would be late for the midday show.
He would be late.
I think it happened multiple times. It was the trial of Joe DeCamera, I think partially because of
I was late to the morning show one morning.
Morning or midday?
They thought I died. Yeah. No.
You had car issues about 6 months ago, right?
Yeah,
but that's a different story.
Like the three times I've been late, the one time I was late, I missed the whole day because I just completely overslept and missed the whole show.
You missed the whole show?
The whole thing. This was when I first started working in the morning show.
And you did 5 to 9 a.m.?
Yes. And then
that's a tough look.
The one morning I missed when they stole my car.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
That's a good excuse right there.
They stole it, but those were the two. And then, you know, the whole, when we had the COVID thing, the pandemic, you know, I got in trouble for the bacon thing.
Well, that was ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, trying to cook bacon on the air. All right, 215-592-9494. You can roast Alex, and we want your opinion on this. Is it acceptable to be late for work that starts at 10 a.m.? I voted no. Are you kidding me? All right. The other thing that is also important to bring up, Hugh, Phillies lose last night. They got dragged. It was a dud of a game. Their defense in the sixth
really
inning.
Deep pitching.
I know. The Reds can pitch. I mean, if the Reds got a bat like, you know, Kyle Schwarber next year, they'd be dangerous. They're a pretty good team, and they're one out of a playoff spot. But obviously the Phillies lose the series. Not great. They've been playing well before. I'm not going to panic over a series loss to a good team on the road. It happens.
They had some terrible outfield play.
Oh, my goodness. The defense was bad last time. Well, speaking of outfield play, here we got an elephant in the room we need to address.
What's that?
Well, can we talk about this? So when the Phillies acquired Harrison Bader, they had themselves a lot of options in the outfield. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of them are perfect, right? But their solution, at least to start this thing off, was – all right, we're going to platoon Bader in center, Marsh. We're going to have the lefty-righty platoons in center and left, right? And mm-hmm. and the kind of the original plan was Nick Castellanos is in right field every day, right? Yeah. We'll mix and match in center. We'll mix and match in left. Hugh, I don't think we could keep doing this way. So Nick Castellanos, and I'm not sure if everyone realizes how bad he's been for as long as he's been this bad. Over the last 2 months, Nick Castellanos is hitting .215. With a .250 on base percentage, a .387 slugging. He hasn't taken a single walk in the month of August. If you look over the last 2 months, by WAR, he's been one of the 10 worst players in all of baseball. Hugh, I'm at the point now where he can't play every day anymore. This is his worst year in the outfield he's ever had defensively. I mean, he looks like he's legitimately lost a step out there. He's not hitting anyone anymore. The only pitchers he has any success against are left-handed pitchers. Right now, Nick Castellanos looks like a $20 million a year platoon player. And I understand how awkward this is going to be if they start platooning him or not playing him every day, because he thinks of himself as an Iron Man, right? I mean, he threw an entire conniption when they took him off the field in Miami for defense 2 months ago. I can't imagine he's going to be okay with not playing every day. But, Hugh, looking at the options they have, the best options they have in the outfield right now against right-handed pitching is probably Marsh in left, Bader in center, and Kepler in right. Hugh, where do you come down on Castellanos? I mean, this guy has been an everyday player for basically his whole career, certainly his whole Phillies career. He takes pride in that. We saw that last year when he wanted to play literally in every game. Should Nick Castellanos still be an everyday player?
I don't think so, especially when you talk about how it's hurting the team and you're talking about his batting average and everything. It's abysmal. If you're all about trying to get to the World Series, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that's what everybody's been talking about on the team, then you do what's necessary. And I remember the conversation that was had when he did have a blow when Topper set him down for a few days, and he wanted to see the numbers. And his I guess it was his wife or his significant other was tweeting about, you know,
his defense and
all that other stuff. It's to the point now where the fans are starting to call for him to sit down for a little while, you know, because he's a liability in the batting order that he's batting in. He's not really giving you nothing there. So you have to figure out what's best for this team. You're still 5 games up.
5 games up on the Mets.
The Mets.
Yep.
So you have to do what's best for the team right now. And if that means being in a platoon situation, then so be it.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's come to the point where Max Kepler looks like a better option against right-handed pitching, but he does. I mean, right now, if a righty is starting for the other team and you tell me who's the better option, it's Kepler. Kepler hits the ball harder. He's hit for just as much power this season. He plays better defense. Like right now, Castellanos, who does nothing well. I mean, I mean that entirely seriously. He doesn't run. He can't play defense. He doesn't get on base. He's not hitting. He's not hitting for power. You know, in years past, they had such a bad outfield and not many good options that I remember last year he was bad in the beginning, and we were like, well, you kind of have to ride it out, and hopefully he figures it out, and he did. But they don't have all-stars, but they have more options now.
You have some better options in the outfield than you'd have in the past.
Well, the Bader trade gave them another player.
Yeah,
if Topper's making the lineup out every day and he's honestly putting the best three outfielders on the field each day, he can't play every day anymore. I mean, he looks like a guy that should just play against lefties. I wonder if people come down on Castellanos right now. 215-592-9494. Should Nick Castellanos still be an everyday player for the Phillies? Hugh, I know you said a couple days ago when we first broached this that he's going to have to be okay with it. I think this is the biggest hang-up that he's not going to be okay with. Because they've got to see what we're seeing. They know how bad he's been for 2 months. So I'm questioning why they're so hesitant to start pulling him out.
Because Topper is the type of manager that tries to let guys work their way
it's
out
August
of.
August 14th.
Yeah, yeah, and it's bad. And you know, you talk about some of the play from yesterday. It's one of those things you have to give it a long, hard look and – you want to stay on top of things, Joe. You got 40 games left. I mean, it's no cause to panic, but you still want to try to distance yourself from the Mets. So, yeah, this is something you have to think about. Definitely something you have to think about.
So this weekend they're going to see two righties, two lefties. I mean, if they're platooning, which I think at this point that's what they should do with Castellanos, platoon him out with Kepler, then he should sit two of these games. I know he has a contract. I know he has a track record. I understand he turned it around last year. Hugh, my eyes are telling me he's declining. I mean, he looks like a decline. He's
33.
Not, yeah.
Late
and
in the game.
He's late in the game. His defense was never great, but this year feels like he's lost a step. Like, there was a ball that was hit to the outfield last night, and when it first was hit, it was kind of a shallow pop. I was like, he's probably not going to get to it. But he wasn't – it wasn't like he was even close. I mean, he was 10 or 12 feet from the ball when it landed. It was – it's rough right now with Castellanos. I don't think he should be an everyday player anymore. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts not having a great camp. Elliott's going to join us later to tell us about today's practice against the Browns. Is it a big deal? Nick Castellanos, should he still be an everyday player? You know what else makes this awkward, Hugh?
What's that?
Still has a year left at $20 million after this. Like, if you – once we go down this road, like, it's like a Band-Aid, right? Once we rip this Band-Aid off, then what? Like, what is – a $20 million a year part-time player is –
it's a lot of bread.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of bread.
So it's almost – there's some Taiwan elements to this where they had to do this last year to Taiwan. They had to kind of phase him out. Now, to his credit, he came back to the fold this year in his health.
Like a wrecking ball.
But it's – it – this could be really awkward with Castellanos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, because he's very vocal.
And prideful.
He's very, very prideful. But if you're, to coin a phrase from Jalen, if you're trying to keep the main thing, yep, man, and if you're not an asset anymore and you're being a liability, you have to do what's best for the squad at this point.
Yeah, and we always talk about the bottom of the order, right? But they also need the middle of the order, and he's in that middle. Like the bottom, you know, some days they're going to be good, some days they're not. That they're the bottom of the order. The top we know they have to hit with Turner and Schwarber and Harper. But they need something out of the middle. And Castellanos, for two straight months, has given them nothing. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Hey, Aaron, how we doing?
That one goes out to the little brother that we all love to pick on until he absolutely explodes. To Kyle Quinn and his family, just know that you're in our hearts, thoughts, and prayers. Condolences to the Quinn family.
Well said, Aaron. All right, now you said something nice. You said something good. Now what do you got for us?
All right, let's get to the real meat here. I am absolutely sick and tired of this Phillies team. I mean, all year long, they are an absolute yo-yo. Up, down, up, down, up, down. As soon as you sell your soul to this team and buy in and have the confidence going into the games, they put up not one, but two back-to-back goose eggs. I've never seen a talented team like this that has the ability to take average pitchers and turn them into Cy Young contenders. It's absolutely freaking ridiculous.
Well, they do that. Now, that guy last night, Hunter Green, he's not average. I mean,
he's a damn good pitcher.
Yeah, he's a star. But in general, they do this a lot. I mean, when they face good pitching, I mean, they had a run on this road trip where they didn't get a hit in the first three innings, five straight games. It's crazy. And Castellanos, unfortunately, is a big part of this because he's stunk for 2 months.
Now, Giulio, that's one thing, okay? We got this team that's an absolute yo-yo. But the only one, and I'm going to tell you something right now, Giulio. Mm-hmm. You know, you're using Aaron in San Diego and fraud a little too much lately, and I'm getting a little sick and tired of it.
Well, you brought that on with the whole Jalen Hurts, Tanner McKee thing, Aaron. I mean, that's what happened.
Yes.
Dude, did you hear me at any point last week compare Tanner McKee to Jalen Hurts?
Well, not directly.
No, but you did say that if they didn't have Jalen for the full season, he could lead them
games.
To the one seed.
Yeah, something like that.
Giulio, I honestly, God, I don't understand why you bozos, you know, you, the Nick Wrights in the world, the Cam Newtons in the world, they're trying to boost their podcast, so they put clickbait with these stupid quarterback lists.
This is the first time anyone's compared me to Cam
Jalen
Newton, by the way.
High on the list, they're going to get attention. You know, I don't understand why you can't see it, because Aaron in San Diego, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning can all see it. And you know what they all have in common?
What's that?
They're all winners. What this kid has is he has the intangibles. In terms of it coming to being a cerebral player, there is not a better quarterback in the NFL.
Why does he keep throwing the ball to the other team in practice? Hey, Aaron, hold on a second. Aaron, why does he keep throwing the ball to the defense in practice so far this camp? Like, forget about Michael Jordan for a second.
It is practice. He's not going to settle on being the Super Bowl MVP. What he's going to do is he's going to go into training camp. He's going to take risks. He's going to challenge himself.
Oh, my God. So we're now spinning this. We're spinning this into a good thing.
He's
okay,
I
hear you.
But a rock star, and you know, sure. And everybody knows, it's not how you start; it's how you finish.
How you
finish.
And
I like how we're spinning this into a good thing. We're spinning it. Yeah, this is spin. I mean, we're spinning it into a good thing. The guy has not. You are spinning it. Oh, he's taking chances.
Listen,
he's taking sacks, Aaron. He's not getting rid of the football. But you know, I think we have missed the issue why Jalen isn't elite. There's some reasons, but he doesn't throw many picks. He never has. He's always taking care of the football. He holds the ball too long and takes too many sacks. Okay.
Yeah, and here's the one thing, Joe. It doesn't matter where you put Jalen Hurts in terms of the list, okay? Because all the believers know that the chosen one. Okay, regardless of what anybody thinks, we know he has one mission and one mission only. And as long as he is the leader of this team and the one that drives this offense, we are going to be Super Bowl champions. Okay, you understand? Levi Stadium, Super Bowl 60, here we come. And to talking about frauds, the Cowboy Jim, I'll talk to you on Friday. You better bring a lunch.
All right. That's enough, Aaron. We got
bring a lunch.
Woo! Yeah. What's that?
You said bring a lunch. For what? What's happening Friday?
I had enough. I mean, it was the guy was cutting a wrestling promo while we're trying to do a show here.
To coin your phrase, what are we doing?
What are we doing? the spin on, like, it's.
That's my new go-to. What are we doing?
Jalen is not having a great camp, and the spin is that he's saving it for the regular season. Crap that I just heard there, Farron.
I don't subscribe to that. I don't, because if he's – look how – Jalen, he has to know that he's under way more scrutiny now than he ever has been at any time in his career.
Which is interesting, because you would think the Super Bowl would have – alleviated some of the criticism or skepticism, but
it hasn't. It's just ramped up.
Well, you know, also it's Philadelphia. We are literally a "what have you done for me lately" thing.
I mean, and that's fine. That's fine. And Jalen, I think he understands that, because the reality of all of this is that we're sitting here and we're talking about it. But if Jalen struggles at the beginning of the year, then it's really going to be heaped on. Because this has done nothing. Like, I know people get mad at us because we talk about it a lot. Turn on your television to the national news and see what they're talking about and how he's being judged and scrutinized by everybody. You know what I thought was funny? What's Phil Simms' name? Chris?
Chris Simms.
I thought it was ironic how he was gushing and fawning over Shedeur Sanders. Like, fawning. Like, I saw – and to be fair to him, I only saw a small snippet of what he was saying.
Oh, but he's a fan of the way he played last week?
Yes. One preseason game. And every other individual that I know that I've been around that has ever played in a preseason game, I don't care on what level you were, when you ask them about preseason, they say it's just preseason. But for it's the quarterback and what we see in small sampling size, not understanding what we're watching, it's just amazing. And again, I'm not taking shots at Chris Simms because he has a show that he has to do and he sees things differently than I do. But the reality is this. Nobody's game planning for nothing. Nobody's game planning to stop you. They're just letting you play.
Yeah, if we do want to make a joke at Chris Simms' expense, the highest level he played at was the preseason. I mean, that was
– I'm not
– I mean
– I don't
– I mean, the guy didn't become a starter.
Look at Allie's trying to redeem himself by coming to work late.
The poll is – the poll is crushing. I mean, he sees that. He sees it.
Let me see. Look at him. He's trying to redeem himself and do something.
Yep.
And be a contributor. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right. By the way, I do have a piece of news that does affect the Eagles. NFL news. According to Adam Schefter here, Rashee Rice. Remember, was it last offseason? Not the one we just had. The one before. Remember, he had the whole thing. He was speeding and, like, going way over the speed. He got in trouble. I think there was
the Chiefs, right? Yeah, was on the highway, left the car or something.
Yes. Was there – there might have been a crash. I'm trying to remember the exact story.
I think he was racing or something.
Yes. So he got hurt at the beginning of last year. So I think they paused the idea of his suspension. So we have some information on his suspension or the hearing for his suspension. And it doesn't time out well for the Eagles. So according to Adam Schefter, Rashee Rice's hearing about a potential suspension will be on September 30th. That makes him eligible to play in the first 4 weeks of the season. Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens. Then he has the hearing. I'm guessing he's going to have some sort of suspension, but the timing means he's going to play in the Eagles game in week two. So if we thought we'd catch a break, I mean, I thought there was a chance he might start the year with, like, two or four game suspension.
No, they're trying to let him play a little bit, get a couple checks on his belt.
I guess so. So no Rashee Rice suspension for the week two game against the Eagles. He'll be in for that game. 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop board. Your phone calls on the other side on Jalen Hurts. Is it a big deal he's not having a great training camp? I mean, he isn't. That's the bottom line. I see more C's and D when I look at grades from Elliott than I do A's and B's, or at least A's. Elliott will join us later after joint practice today. We'll get an update on A.J. Brown. What's going on with the hamstring? Not practicing again today. Sirianni kind of vague on if it was a setback or what's going on there. Elliott later in the show. We'll hear something Howie Roseman said that I loved yesterday. Nick Castellanos, should he still be an everyday player for the Phillies? I don't think so. I mean, he has been dreadful for 2 months. And they have more options in the outfield now. I'd platoon him with Max Kepler in right field. And Hugh, when we get back, we need to react to the podcast that a million people watched live yesterday.
A million.
Taylor Swift on with Travis
Players
and Jason.
Gonna hate, hate, yeah, hate.
And Hugh and I both picked up the same thing while
shake
watching.
Shake it off.
Yeah, she might have to shake off what she said yesterday. That's next. Midday Show live from McGurk's on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, everyone knows champs come from Philly, like the delicious I can't even get it. Let me start this over. Everyone knows that champs come from Philly, like the delicious and unbeatable tasty cake. Think about it, people. Mouth-watering candy cakes have a creamy layer of peanut butter filling on the top of delicious cake and enrobed in a delicious chocolate coating. And let's talk about crimpets, a uniquely shaped, fluffy cake topped with delectable layer of smooth and subtle butterscotch icing. Mmm, I can taste it already. They're a home run every time. Whether you're rooting for the Phillies in the stadium or from home, make sure you've got only one of the best treats on deck. Tasty cake. Accept no substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Is this about Castellanos in an everyday spot?
No, I think this is about the Taylor Swift.
No, I know. I was kidding.
This one of her songs? Yeah.
This is one of, but that, it's like we're never getting back together. Castellanos in an everyday spot. If it's up to me, he's not an everyday player anymore. The guy stunk for 2 months.
Gotcha.
Where do you come down on Nick? Oh, we're live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Come on out. Great specials. You can have your fantasy football draft here as well. And Dollar Dogs on Sunday. Dollar Glizzies on
Dollar
Sunday.
Dollar Glizzies.
He will be here, and he's going to break them up because he doesn't eat Glizzies in full for some reason. We've talked about that, unfortunately,
that
many times before. All right, here, before we get back to the phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us after practice. And by the way, I do have in front of me here Jalen Hurts' grade for day 15.
And what was the grade?
A C- today. I will let Elliot.
Passing.
Oh, come on. Entire offseason, people yelling at me that he's an elite quarterback, and now passing grades against the Browns?
He got passing grade. Browns got a good defense, Joe.
Oh, stop. They have Myles Garrett.
They have some pretty good players up front. Them guys up front get after it.
They will not be a top 10 defense. They're maybe pretty good. But come on.
They'll be decent.
But we're supposed to be a dominant offense.
You know what's going to hold that defense back?
This is unbelievable.
You know what's going to hold that?
The Browns came in here for 2 days, and Hurts couldn't get the ball in the end zone. And I'm hearing, well, it's the Browns' defense.
No.
The Browns.
I'm just saying. You know what's going to hold that defense back? The offense.
Well, of course it is. Yeah, I mean, they're horrendous.
They're going to play so much, they're going to be tired, they're going to have a chance to be a good defense.
Their best option at quarterback, and I liked him back in his day, is Joe Flacco. What did his kid say? He's washed?
His kid's disrespectful.
But his kid's probably right.
But
he's
his kid
40.
Is disrespectful. He, listen.
But if you're starting Joe Flacco in 2025.
I don't condone violence against your children, but he's real disrespectful.
If you're starting Flacco in 2025. You're screwed. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Shadur got hurt yesterday, right?
I know, oblique. And he's probably not going to play Saturday against the Eagles, which is unfortunate. It's been fun to watch you play. All right. But before we get back to the phones on all this, and I'll let Elliot explain why he gave Jalen a C- today. I will read this one line, though. Hurts in the offense didn't have a passing touchdown in the 5 11-on-11 sessions that the first-team offense had the ball. The majority of those snaps were from the 25-yard line and in. He had two chances at touchdowns on throws to Devontae in the corner of the end zone, but both fell incomplete. So Elliot joins us in a little bit to tell us what he saw today. But it goes with the theme. Jalen's not having a great training camp. Is it a big deal? Your phone calls on that. But, Hugh, last night, now, full disclosure, I didn't watch. I don't think this is.
Me neither.
I don't think I'm the target audience, but I did notice.
Me too.
That there was a big story because they unveiled the Taylor Swift Kelce's New Heights podcast last night, right? And they put it up live on YouTube. Like we're live right now with you people.
Yes.
And at some point during the beginning or kind of middle of this thing, when they were unveiling the live show, they had 1 million people watching this thing live. What's your reaction? I mean, 1 million people watching live on YouTube for Taylor Swift with Travis and Jason Kelce.
That's why they got getting the bread they're getting for that, because that they get good guests anyway. But I didn't know she was that decorated as an artist. Oh. Like what, 14 Grammys or something like that?
Oh yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
she's I mean, a shout out to her, man, because like I don't listen to her music, and that's not to be disrespectful, I just don't listen to it. But I did not know she was as good as she is. You know, so that's pretty impressive. I think they had Brad Pitt on one time. Like, they've had a bunch of stars.
Where's the Hugh Douglas invitation?
Oh, that's not never going to happen.
It's not coming?
No.
All right, so can we address an elephant in the room, though, off of the podcast last night? Let's listen to this. This is Taylor Swift with the Kelce brothers, and she's talking about her evolution as a football fan, obviously, since she began dating Travis. And you just listen.
I thought the quarterbacks.
I mean, that's how you played it on the playground growing up, so I understand if you hadn't, like.
No, you really don't understand. I thought it was like Jared Goff is here and Josh Allen's here. And they're going to be like, they blow a whistle and then they go at each other and they're like, who's going to win?
That's actually.
I would love to see Jared Goff play some defense. Let's see Jared Goff on defense.
I've got some ideas. I've got some thoughts.
All right, so let's attack this from this angle. I don't really particularly care that she didn't know much about football, but here's the hang up for me. Hugh, before she started dating Travis, and even the beginning, because remember she was at some of the games, Eagles, Chiefs, and like, oh, well, who's she going to cheer for, right? Is she going to wear an Eagles shirt or Chiefs, whatever? There was a thing out there that she grew up an Eagles fan. She was an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
It's quite clear that while her family probably was, right, they're from the Reading area, she didn't watch the Eagles or really like football, which, again,
it's
fine, but that was told to us that she was an Eagles fan.
You touted yourself as an Eagles fan.
She was not, because even if you don't remember the players, like I don't, she didn't remember you or players from that era or whatever.
And that's fine.
That's fine. She didn't understand the quarterbacks weren't on the field at the same time. She didn't watch football. That's the truth.
She like, it's fraudulent.
Yeah.
Flat out.
She was a fraud Eagles fan.
It's fraudulent because how do you not in a home full of Eagles fans, how do you not understand the basic concept? I'm not saying you have to understand the X's and O's, but for you, for all these years of your big grown life, that you didn't know that the quarterbacks didn't go against each other head to head. How does that fly in your home?
Yeah, it's
like what seriously.
Well, it's over now. You can never say she used to be an Eagles fan anymore. Those days are over. She just wasn't a football fan.
No, she grew up in Pennsylvania, and she you know, somebody probably asked a question. She probably said she's closer to Philly, so she picked the Eagles.
And her family probably was. I buy that, right? Her dad or whatever. So she just said that, and that's cool. But the idea that she was an Eagles fan growing up is over. I mean, she can't say those words anymore or allude
to them.
Oh,
she will.
Well, but we have the audio. She thought Goff and Allen go on the field together.
And she probably was playing to the crowd a little bit.
Like playing it up, you think?
Well,
like her wearing red every time they play the Eagles. That was.
Mm-hmm. And you know how I got to say this in a way that's not going to get me in trouble.
Oh, boy. I love when
but
this happens.
You know how sometimes for guys like it when they don't think their woman knows as much as she really does.
You think she's downplaying how much she knew to make Travis feel like he made her a football fan?
Maybe, you know, because they're sitting there laughing and giggling and he's all giddy and like you taught me something I didn't already know. Maybe that's her way of making him feel special.
Well, that she can do that, but now I have to feel like she was being disingenuous before.
Well, yeah, that it's just weird, man, that you know, you're from this area and for all this time you didn't understand the basic concept of football. Like, that blows my mind, because that's what we're talking about.
It is the basic
concept. It's not, you know, how the game is played.
We're not talking about the RPO. We're talking about offense versus defense.
Offense versus defense. And for her to sit there and say that, that was the first thing that jumped out to me. I'm like, damn. Really?
Yeah, she wasn't a football fan.
No, that's what she told us last night.
All right, 215-592-9495. Let's get back to the phone lines here. A lot to react to. Jalen Hurts, another C-minus day, according to Elliott. And just it has not been a great camp by any stretch for Jalen Hurts so far. Is it a big deal? And Castellanos, he can't be an everyday player anymore. He has
to know that.
I don't think that. Well, I think this is part of the issue, Hugh. I don't think. He strikes me as not just prideful, but very – like, remember when the thing came up about his defense? He seemed to have no idea how bad of a defensive player he had become until
they showed him.
But offensively, it should be easier to understand. He's making outs at a ridiculous pace.
Yeah, and at this point, the way the team has surged and taken the lead in the East, you should be more receptive to doing what's best for everybody.
I agree. I don't think he will. But I think he looks at himself as if you give me 162, right? You give me all the games, I'll
you'll average out.
Yeah, I'll finish strong. I imagine that's what he believes. But the signs are there. I mean, he hasn't taken a walk in August. His on-base percentage at the beginning of July is – it's almost like you can't believe what you're seeing.
Yeah.
He doesn't get on base. He doesn't hit for power. He can't run. He can't play defense. With extra options in the outfield – Topper has to consider making him a platoon guy now. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
What's up, Black Gilligan and White Newton? That was a new nickname for y'all.
You know what?
What's up?
With all them caps on, you know what I mean? Gilligan's Island out here, you know, man.
Oh, no, man, I had to bring out the Wawa hat. This is, you know.
How many bucket hats do you have?
I have a few.
Yeah, seems like you're in a bucket hat phase.
Yeah, I'm in my bucket hat era.
Yeah. I'm going to get Joe Giglio a scarf. You know what I mean? White Newton. Somebody can bring Cam Newton. I'm like, what are we doing out here? You know what I mean? But anyway, first of all, Castellanos got to sit down. He got to sit down now because he is going to throw a tantrum and have a fit. Someone needs to jolt him and maybe get his blood boiling and get him doing something to play. The fact that he hasn't walked in a month is crazy to me. Like, you just winged at everything. Your knees in the dirt. You got to do it now because he's doing it in the postseason, and that's going to rile up the whole team. So you might as well sit him now and make some adjustments to see if he can get out of his slump, because he's in a bad one. Joe Giglio, you know, it's always about puppy season for you, because you always need a dog. You're always scared about stuff, and you walk around with blinders on. If you're so close to the answers, people give you all this information, you're so close to the right thing. So you said he had 22 touchdowns by this point 1 year, then the next year he only had 15,
mm-hmm.
then he had 21, and now he's back down to 15. And what's the difference? And you say, well, he's a new coordinator, it shouldn't make a difference. He had a new coordinator last year. You know what he had last year?
What's
he
that?
Had a seasoned coordinator. The year before that, he had a guy who had never called plays before. This year, what does he have again, Joe Giglio? A guy who's never called plays before. So he got to learn this system and learn what he can do and understand this guy. So if you just look, open your eyes, you would understand that things are a little bit different. And this guy's had a new coordinator every single year. But when he has a guy who's never called plays before, he's going to try and put his own spin on things and do the things that he wants to do, and that is the difference. You got the answers right in front of your face. I gave you the cheat sheet. You can't even answer the question.
Okay, so let me respond to that, because I think it's a great point. But that's just a reason for the problem. It doesn't mean there's not a problem. So to your point, and I think when Elliott sent me the numbers, I think he was alluding to this too. The 2 years he didn't have great camps, right? And you make a great point. It was with those inexperienced coordinators. The Eagles didn't have great seasons, Black Gritty. And then the 2 years he was better in camp, they got to the Super Bowl. So whether or not it's his fault or it's just the reality of the situation of the turnover, it's not great. Like, there could be a crack in the foundation. It doesn't mean it's the person who poured the foundation's fault. There's a crack. We got to deal with the crack now.
So he still won 11 games with the worst defense in the league. He had the 30th-ranked defense that year. He had 15 touchdowns that year.
Yep.
So you're saying he had a bad year? We know he had
double-digit
wins. And let me finish.
He had a lot of interceptions, a lot of picks.
But how many wins did the team have?
11.
He still battled
11.
Through and did what they did. Yes, it was a 30th-ranked defense. When he gets all this help and he's got a super team, without a super team, without all the help, he still gets 10 wins. So I still got this super team defense. A guy learning a new system, and at the end of the day, my guy plays the best at the biggest games. And let me tell you one more time, we talking about practice? Maybe he's not living up to the hype in a practice game. But when it's time for the lights to come on, my quarterback's going to show up and show and prove, White Newton, go get yourself a pass up and get yourself together. Hugh! Yes. Get a new hat, Gilligan. I talk to y'all.
Black Gritty. Appreciate it.
It's my Wawa hat.
Yeah. What do you think of White Newton as a nickname for me?
That's
Was Aaron in San Diego? He compared me to Cam Newton. I mean, no one has ever looked at me and thought Cam Newton.
White Newton.
By any stretch of the imagination.
And you're bald.
Right. Like, I'm half his size.
And you're white.
I am a totally different color.
And you're white.
He was a pro athlete and a high-level one. I was not.
Then you're white.
I'm white. He's not. Like, there's no comp.
And you're bald. Like, those are the two right there that kind of gives it away.
I dress like I dress. He dresses. I don't know how you describe how he dresses.
You know what's funny? Different. Speaking of the way that Cam dressed, he had on some, what do they call those pants? They're not really shorts.
Capris?
But they're capri pants. He had on a capri pants, a T-shirt, and a flannel up underneath. Like, and he's outside. Like,
did he have one of his eccentric hats on?
No, he had his hair. I got to find it, Joe, because it was the weird. I'm like, what the hell he got on? Like, he had on capri pants, a T-shirt, and underneath the T-shirt, he had a flannel.
Underneath the shirt?
No, the flannel I got it. I know you don't believe me.
I believe you, but I need to see the evidence.
Cam Newton, different.
Like, well, that's different. For sure. Yeah. Actually, I kind of like Cam.
I like him. He's
I mean, in the media space. I think he brings a unique perspective.
He's leaned into whatever it is that he's doing. But the dress situation.
I feel like most ex-quarterbacks that become analysts are, like, polished, right? They're kind of buttoned up.
He's marching to the beat of his own.
Yeah, he does his own thing. And he kind of played like that. And he was obviously for a stretch a great,
really
great player.
Leaned into it.
Oh, I know. Yes.
He really leaned.
Let's go to Derek at Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up, man? Listen.
Hey, Derek.
Let me just say this real quick. You saying, like, Jalen Hurts not having a great camp, right? Like, and you say that's the word around town. And then every time you quote somebody, you just quote Elliot, right? So it's like if Elliot came in here and said every day, Jalen plus, A plus, A plus, A plus, right? Would you be co-signing with Elliot? Nobody ever co-signs Elliot, right? Until he say something that you want to hear. And I'm just like, it's like the ball just said, we're talking about practice, right? And if other than the Browns got an okay defense. I don't see the practice. But if he's going up against our defense, all I hear is we have the greatest defense ever, right? So if he's not moving the ball well against that defense and he's only an average quarterback, like what are we even talking about, right?
So a couple things, Derek. Well, Elliot's our beat reporter, and he's the one that puts out specific grades every day. So that's
what you said everybody. Said,
well, I'll give you. I have more. I mean, I'll give you more. I didn't have.
Okay.
I don't have the quotes from every beat writer in front of me, but I try to read everyone that's there or as many as I can to get a feel for it. And also, Derek, I have pointed out when we've been there. Now I try to be fair. Hugh and I, when we're at camp, we're in the RV. There's three fields. One of them is right in front of us, but the other two are a little further away. So, I can't – it's not fair if I maybe see something three fields away. That wouldn't be fair. But the one where it's right in front of us, I've seen, you know, maybe, I don't know, five or six sessions over the last couple of weeks right in front of us. And I've seen him miss some throws that I know he can make. It's just
he's
we just like
– He's missed throws.
Though. Sure he is. Sure
you act like my whole thing is what y'all is like you'll sit up here and argue that he's not – what some people say he is, right? And then when he's proving y'all right, you still got something to say, right? So even if he's not having a great camp, like for the people who don't think that he's an elite quarterback and he's just average and he's a game manager, he's got a noodle arm, all that kind of stuff, if that's the case, if he's proving y'all so-called analysts right, what are we even talking about? That's the
I want him to be great. I want him to be consistently great.
Okay, but we got to let the season play out, though, right?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
You said this is a big year for Jalen, right? Coming off the Super Bowl MVP, right? This is a big year for Jalen. Like, isn't this a big year for like Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, right? Or Justin Herbert, guys who ain't never done nothing really. Like, ain't it a big year for them? Like, why is it always got to be a big year for someone who has?
Well, he's
been,
our quarterback.
And
well,
he's been I mean,
we care
though,
about
he's been
him.
Consistent.
Well, I would argue he's.
I would argue
Jalen's problem is inconsistency. He could be great at times.
We've been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. What more do you want?
But
dog?
the team is consistently good. Jalen's play has been up and down. Last year, it was up and down. He had some amazing games.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah, but he also had some bad games.
Okay, but everyone does, though. I'm just saying, if we go to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years, right, and we're in the playoffs, like, since he's been at the helm every single year, like, right. What are we even talking about, right? As a fan, I'm like, man, this team,
well, but
they
hold
keep
on.
Us in it, right?
Sure, but I think we all realize this. Their team is not often going to be as great as it was last year overall. Like, it was they had a great team. So there's going to be some years where he can't play like he did last year and win 14 games. I mean, like, that's...
Okay,
that's,
but why... that's what I'm talking about. Like, it can never be what it is. It always has to be what it could be.
Well, because we have a new season now. We have a new season. We have a new season starting
now. He hasn't played one game. He hasn't played one snap.
I know, but why is... Okay, so my question is, why is Jalen above talking about him? Like, if anyone else is struggling in camp, the corners are struggling, we talk about it. If Saquon looked like he lost a step and the beat reporters were saying he looks slower, we would talk about it. Jalen's not playing well in camp.
Okay, but you're saying like you're saying I don't have all the quotes, right?
I'll read you one right here. This is from Jeff McClain yesterday, Philadelphia Inquirer. Hurts had an uneven day. I didn't see much positives during the one-on-ones. His first toss to Devontae Smith on a fade into the end zone was broken up by Pro Bowl cornerback Denzel Ward. Hurts' next pass to receiver Anaya Smith was intercepted by corner Miles Harden. The third went to receiver Johnny Wilson and was broken up. I mean, every day
okay.
I'm reading these.
What's wrong
he's,
with that, though?
What's wrong with it?
So let me ask you this, Joe. I listen to the radio station all day, every day. I'm in the truck, right? I hear you with confidence, right? You'll come on here every day and give a take, right? And a lot of times you'll be wrong, right?
Yes.
But I still think you're a good radio host, right? I still think you're a good host. You're very articulate. You get people engaged. You get us to call in. But you'll be saying some stuff, Robbie, like, man, yesterday he said this and he was totally wrong. Right, so it's not like every throw that he makes is going to be completed.
I totally understand.
That's all I'm saying. Y'all real critical warning, and I'm guessing it's to get people like me to call
in. No, but it's not. I don't even think it's about being critical on him.
I don't know what it is.
I just think it's interesting that some people don't think this is a big deal. Like, if he's not good. Well, because I think we don't want it. We want to believe it's not a big deal. But the quarterback of the team isn't having a good camp.
If we three and five, week eight. Then we can start talking about Jalen Hurts is having a bad year. But 2 weeks into training camp, I'm like, they out there practicing, right?
Yeah, they are. And, Derek, good phone call, and I always appreciate you. I guess for me, why isn't he above this at this stage of his career? Dude, that's what I'm trying to understand. Like, this is not – and I'm not trying to say there's a panic button. They're going to go 8-9 this year. They're going to be really good, right? They're a good football team. I guess – for me, I think about the best quarterbacks in the NFL, year 6 of their career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like there should be this much up and down in practice. Practice is where you get yourself ready, and you know this. I mean, you lived it, for the season.
Yeah.
And it just feels like there are days that go by here, and it's not, again, I thought of this a week ago, but I was like, it's only 5 or 6 days, right? It's only that feels a little premature to have this discussion. This is 15th open practice so far.
Yeah.
And it feels like there's a lot of up and down.
And let's be honest. People want to know what the quarterback is doing.
Of course.
There are days, and since we're here, there are days that I could go without talking about Jalen. But Jalen's a topic that everybody wants to talk about. Do you know it's times, like, I get off of work, and to all those people that ask, I don't mean to be rude, but damn it, man, I've been talking about it for 4 hours, so I don't feel like, you know, rehashing a whole show with you. But that's what people want to talk about. Hey, what's going on with the quarterback? What the quarterback look like? Because that's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah, of course they do.
And it feels like it's heavy here in Philadelphia because we're here. I can tell you, rest assured, it's heavy everywhere. Everybody's talking about the quarterback and what they look like. They're talking about Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I don't know exactly what they're saying, but I can tell you for a fact, I used to work at ESPN, and ESPN is just a bigger version of what we do.
Yeah, it's a national level of what we do,
And I remember times where you're going to talk about the hot-button topics that everybody's talking about. They'll wake up in the morning and say, oh, Jalen Hurts is the big story. Read a local newspaper, He's not playing well. That's the story. Turn on the TV. Like, since you want to complain about what we're talking about every day and this, that, turn on the TV and just wait. And you'll be rest assured that at some point the Eagles are going to come up and Jalen's name is going to be dropped every day.
Here's what I just want. I just want a day or two or three in a row to hear from, again, I reference Elliott. He's our reporter at WIP. Of course, I'm going to reference him the most. But I read the quote from Jeff McClain. I could pull another one up from Jimmy Kemsky or Brandon Lee Gout, and they all cover the team very well. I just want a few days in a row where he looks really sharp. No turnovers. He looks the player he was in the Super Bowl last year. I want him to be that all the time. Now, I know that's a very high bar, but I want him to be that 12 games
this
year.
You want to see it a little bit more consistent.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you
that's
like,
exactly what I hope for.
Another quarterback's name that we like to invoke a lot is Josh Allen. Josh Allen ain't Josh Allen every Sunday, but he's not here in Philadelphia, and we don't talk about it that much. It's because Jalen's our quarterback, and that's why he's talked about as much.
And I think I've always said that this offseason. The difference between Lamar and Josh and Jalen, like when you talk about their careers, is they are more like that 5 out of 6 Sundays, right? Or 4 out of 6 Sundays.
Yeah.
And Jalen's like that 3 out of 6 Sundays. I want him to get to that level. He's not having a great camp. Do you think it's a big deal? 215-592-9049 for Castellanos. Should he still be an everyday player? All right, we got a lot to discuss, including Elliott will join us at 12:30, his report from camp today. And yesterday we got news of the newest inductees to the Eagles Hall of Fame, including a guy that was one of my favorite Eagles for a while. I want to go through my favorite moment of Malcolm Jenkins when we get back. A little blast from the past back in 2017. That's next. Midday Show, live at McGurk's in Lionville on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.